Hey, friends and team, this is Greg checking in from Buenos Aires, Argentina, giving a wrap-up of Rio Gallegos, Santa Cruz, Argentina. I could easily spend an hour talking about the amazing things we saw, all the many, many testimonies that came out of these 3 weeks down here, but I'll at least try to keep it under 15 minutes. I got back here on Tuesday, lacking a whole lot of sleep and things I had to take care of that I've been putting off for 3 weeks while I was down there. But even though I was very fried, it was so exhilarating what I saw God do down in Rio Gallegos that it was definitely all worth it. And I probably felt better about this trip than any trip I've ever been on, mainly because of all the things that got planted, confirmed by signs and wonders, that have opened the door of favor into many, many other places. As I mentioned before, God blasted open doors to the two biggest churches in Rio Gallegos, which is about a town of 110,000, at the southernmost tip of Argentina, not including the island of Tierra del Fuego. So I consider this the city where the Lord's saying the awakening will really start in Argentina. But as I preach, there will be no revival this time until there's a reform, which doesn't mean there won't be, you know, major sparks helping lead to reform. But the Lord has determined this time the church gets in order in his system, his amazing system of checks and balances, before the spark really takes off, so that we don't lose all the harvest that we've lost in many other revivals. Since I talked to you last, we spoke three nights a week and weekends alternating between the two biggest churches down there, Bethel and the MCM church. People were going back and forth from the time that we started ministering on between one church and the other, just to follow what God was doing with us. So the weekends were cram-packed. Those were all recorded at those two churches' main services. So they're all on YouTube. And I'll put all those links to those main services on our webpage. So keep in mind that you're not going to see all the amazing things that the Lord did, because they always cut that off, just like they do at church services in the U.S. So their privacy is protected for those being ministered to. That's something we'd have to do ourselves when we have more of a team that can do that stuff. But that's where all the excitement occurred. But just for laughs, if you want to get on and watch me preach in Spanish, you can take a look at some of those links. We had more directed sessions throughout the week at both of these large churches, mainly focusing on the prophetic, raising up prophetic teams, and heavily directed to the youth. And as was prophesied, the youth were massively impacted this trip. So this was the trip to see how the youth were impacted. So I'll say once again, we're right in the middle of their summer, which means there's a lot of people that weren't here, but I'd say the majority of their leadership was there when we were bouncing back and forth and doing all these special group things. But the youth that was there, they were pretty dedicated kind of people. But most of the time in the meetings, they came in, well, at least not until the last meetings, they'd come in really not knowing what to expect, looking a little bored, whatever. And then by the end of it, and I've never used this term before, but I've heard it a whole lot, we truly saw a bunch of young people wrecked by God. We tried to force a whole lot of question and answer period so we'd really, really get to the questions that were on people's minds. And then we'd pray for people afterwards. And the young people especially, pretty stone-faced, we'd give two or three words to them, and the next thing you know, they were wrecked. Meaning they were so overcome with emotion and weeping that half of them couldn't stand up, and they had to wipe up the floors after it was over because it was so wet from tears. This is the first trip I've ever been on where our biggest complaint was there wasn't enough people that were there to support as we were praying for people so they could catch them, so they wouldn't be all falling on the ground without any support. The biggest compliment we got from people here was that there's many people, evangelists, prophets that come down here with many words, but little power. They said, you guys are from down here with little words, but lots of power. And probably the biggest compliment I got to meet personally, they'd say, nobody could get away with what you say down here, but you lay such a good foundation that nobody can argue against what you're saying based on the Bible. I tell them, God has trained me for 20 years with a whole lot of persecution to really support the message that I'm bringing, which is primarily about restoring all fivefold ministry, restoring everyone into the ministry, which brings about God's amazing system of checks and balances, which encourages unity. I stress that the more local your church community is, the more you should look at it as your main church, all the way down to the family and friends level. Then these communities are networked together into larger and larger and larger communities. So I'm speaking at two mega churches all about basically the house church. In fact, MCM titled my messages Church and Houses. As I mentioned in the first two reports, we've had healings, demonic manifestations, many clear words from God, and as I mentioned, many people greatly touched, obviously, by God. I want to clarify one thing I said last week. I said the pastor's wife laughed when I asked her afterwards, who was that one lady that was crawling across the floor like a snake after she manifested? And she kind of laughed and said it was actually her mother. She was actually acting really embarrassed. And then she finally laughed and said, well, that's my mother, actually. And we said, what? She said, yeah, we thought we dealt with this years ago with her, and she's never had a problem until all of a sudden you guys pray and she manifests this demon again. So like I said before, God used us, gave us great favor in many ways, just by revealing a whole lot of things, using us. So Yvonne and I have ministered at 8 major events and many other special events. I guess that'd be almost like 20 overall, so on average, we ministered every single day we were here. But we did have normally a couple days off every week, only because we insisted on it. Sadly, tons of just amazing people that invited us for dinners and lunches and everything else, but we had to turn most all those down because there's no way we could do them or we would have really been shot. Well, people in Rio Gallegos know that my big theme is teams. That's what the Lord is speaking, teams. I proclaim that God is taking down celebrity Christianity and as they're treating me like a celebrity. But I tell them the Lord sent us as a team. Told them I mean a team of a bunch of people. And you happen to be seeing me and Yvonne here. But we have a high-powered team in the U.S. that are praying, proclaiming, prophesying, declaring to see the exact things that we're seeing here. It has been amazing. Largely because of your contributions, whether it be in the spirit realm or the resource physical realm, we're just part of the team that they happen to be seeing here. I'll just give a few quick testimonies. We had one married couple, young married couple, just about, they said they're on the edge of divorce. They were really planning on separating, divorcing, and they came the first night, then they came every night after that, and at the end, they were totally reconciled. Two twin sisters who I called out into the prophetic ministry, and they were just massively overcome with the Spirit of God. Shortly after that, they said that they were looking for jobs. They've been looking for a long, long time. We declared they'd find a job immediately. The next day, they had jobs. That really blew their minds. There was a woman who worked at the hotel. She was a major prayer warrior. She was worship, kind of the worship and ministry leader at one of the annexes of MCM that we went to during the week. They have annexes throughout the city. She said she'd been praying for her husband for 30 years, and he came the first night we were there, just started weeping in the middle of me talking. I don't think it was because of my bad Spanish. She said God really touched him, and she's never seen him like that before. Just a quick testimony on how much the enemy hates this stuff. There was a multi-generational family there, a Germanic family, just a very genuine, innocent bunch of people. God came over them so heavy that the whole family was like on the floor. That same night when they're all overcome by the power of God, their car got broken into along with several others in the parking lot in an area that's supposed to be super safe, never have any problems. They said they hadn't had those kind of things happen in years, and it's all happening while God's touching them to try to put a bad taste in their mouths. My message that night was actually on persecution and how we're going to be persecuted if we're really sold out to the Lord. And the more we're sold out, the more we'll be persecuted. So the next day I declared in English declarations that I declare every single day, and told the entire church they all need to be taking up their authority that God's given them every single day so the enemy can't easily attack them. But we called out several major leaders in their groups and really helped them identify exactly what they were called to lead people into. And they said tons of people were showing up that never show up. They never show up repeatedly every single night. And they were doing it because the presence of God was so strong. So they weren't coming just to hear us. They were coming for what happened when God started touching people afterwards. And the second to last night, we called up all the leaders there, and like 200 leaders from the MCM came up and just massively overcome by the Spirit of God. It was incredible, really. In fact, the owner of the hotel that we were staying in was there, shaking violently under the power of God. I felt like I should put my hand on her head and proclaim into her apostolic calling. The next day, she said she felt a bolt of electricity go through her body. I didn't feel any of that, but it's great to get some feedback of other people, a confirmation that God's doing something besides what we're seeing happen to people when we pray for them. A prophetic warrior, Joni from Arizona, declared that people in northern Argentina would be hearing about what happens down south and be asking for us up here. And incredibly, that's exactly what's happened. I've had gotten inquiries from people in Buenos Aires asking, when are you going to be coming to Buenos Aires with your ministry? Because we're hearing what's happening down south. And we need the infusion up here in Buenos Aires. Maybe that's for the future, but we know we need to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing He's called us to do. The apostolic pastor from Bethel Church, which is a branch of the Assembly of God, they branched it off themselves, just like Bethel did in Redding, California. He spent till 2 o'clock in the morning talking to me one-on-one because he was so interested in everything and watched what had happened. He's the one that said we've come with a threefold anointing. So he's got major influence through parts of Argentina. And we did a wrap-up the last day, private meeting with the head pastor of the MCM church, who came over to meet us at the hotel. We spent 2 hours with him doing a wrap-up of the things that we thought the Lord was encouraging him, confirming to him to do. And he told us he's already got plans to do some cleaning, meaning putting some things into order based on the words that I gave him. He also said, whenever the Lord leads me down there again, the podium's completely open to me. And he's highly respected throughout Argentina, not only in the MCM church, but in others, and in Brazil, some other South American countries, and the United States. So you might understand now, after me telling you all the things that are going on, why I call this the most amazing trip I've been on. Many times of stress and hard work, lots of speaking in Spanish to massive crowds. We spoke to at least 5,000 different people over the days and prayed for, close to probably around 1,500 people we prayed for personally. But the young people from, I just had to erase some of what I was starting to say because I got so emotional I couldn't say it. But the young people from, cut three. I guess it's my turn to be wrecked. Young people from the MCM and the Bethel Church have both poured out their love and thanks to us and to all of our team and to all of our team back home. And just it's just incredible what God has done using us. So we're just very privileged to be here and being used in the amazing ways that we have. And I want you all to know we couldn't have done that without you, major prayer warriors, you resource providers. None of this would have happened if we didn't have this whole team working with us. So thank you. I plan to head to Dallas around the 17th and be there for about 10 days doing some ministry there. Joe is laying up a few events, so I'll give a report sometime from there and definitely give a wrap-up at the end. But thank you all again. Bless you all. Abrazos desde Argentina means hugs from Argentina.